You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. The Gilbert Family Foundation has announced over $4 million in new investments to expand opportunities for Detroit entrepreneurs and developers. Darnell Adams, Vice President of Detroit Community Initiatives with the Gilbert Family Foundation, thank you for taking the time today to talk to us about this.
Yeah, Ann, thanks for having me on.
So, Darnell, tell us a little bit about how this is going to work. Where's the money going?
Yeah, great question. So the $4 million investment is going to be spread out across two organizations, Black Leaders Detroit and the Metro Detroit Black Business Alliance. These are two partners that we've worked with in the past. We are merely working to scale up their efforts to, you know, support entrepreneurs in the ecosystem. I mean, we know that Detroit has more than 50% of our workforce comes from small business, so it is literally the backbone of how our city functions. And so we will be gifting $2 million to Black Leaders Detroit to expand their access to capital for specifically, in this instance, Black real estate developers with no interest loans that will provide more resources to help them grow. And why this is important is because there are no real products that exist in the market that allow for developers who are doing small residential developments to access capital to renovate and put a property back to productive use. Typically, you have to own a home and buy a house and get dollars from the bank to do that rehab. But here, this is an opportunity where Black Leaders Detroit will be able to lend dollars to developers, specifically developers coming out of programs like Building Community Value, where which is headed up by Chase Cantrell, to and there are like Detroiters and Hamtramck residents who are taught how to do development, and then gives them the tools to go into their communities and actually put those properties back to productive use after they acquire them. So that is going to be a really dynamic program, and also hopefully a model to other banks that, you know, this product can work to help put back the community where there are vacant properties or blighted properties. And then with Michigan Black Business Alliance, you know, we've continued to invest with Charity Dean and her team to ensure that anyone who is aspiring to become a business owner can, one, you know, sort of access capital. And that is an entire roadmap and journey that Michigan Black Business Alliance takes, you know, entrepreneurs through that journey to make sure that what they're trying to do with the bank is possible. And for businesses that are sort of growing out of their space, or they need to expand and go to the next level, they're developing an accelerator to help do one-on-one coaching to those businesses so that, one, they understand that they can grow in the city of Detroit, stay in this region, and not have to leave once they get to a point of growth where they need to scale up. And so that program should help, you know, again, create more jobs, create more opportunities for entrepreneurs to stay right here at home and continue growing these Detroit businesses.
You know, Darnell, it sounds to me like this money and these programs are going to have a major impact on Detroit's neighborhoods, which is huge for this city.
Yes, absolutely. I think about the fact that, you know, a lot of new growth is happening in and around Detroit neighborhoods. If you're along, you know, the Fashion, Livernois, the Avenue of Fashion,
yes,
or
exactly.
You're along East Warren, mm-hmm. or Jefferson, like, this is where businesses are growing. And it's important that these parts of the city have the same opportunities as you will find in other other thriving cities. So, yes, it's very important that you as a resident have the ability to work, live, and play in your neighborhood.
And, you know, the stronger the neighborhood, the Detroit neighborhoods, the better they look, the more vibrant they are, the better it is for the entire state of Michigan, for Southeast Michigan, because people are going to want to come here to live, work, and play. So talk a little bit more about the mentorship part of this, where you're actually helping entrepreneurs, possible people who want to start a small business, actually get into it and get going.
So for the Michigan Black Business Alliance, their Capital Connect program takes in cohorts of aspiring entrepreneurs at a time. And what they found is that sometimes some entrepreneurs are not quite ready for the Capital Connect program. So they even have a pre-Capital Connect program that they're taking entrepreneurs through to just make sure that they're ready to connect to that program. And in that program, there's one-on-one coaching to assess, the businesses, their growth opportunities, and then ways that they can tie into different banks to access capital. But the program that, we're really excited about is, we're excited about all of it, but
Sure.
this accelerator that they're starting, this is going to be one-on-one coaching, like culturally competent coaching to support Black businesses or Detroit-based businesses, urban-based businesses that need a different set of coaching to help them navigate whether it's permitting, whether it's acquisition of land, whether it is negotiating deals with other businesses. It's a different way of approaching coaching because these are skills that don't just exist. You have to sort of build a team. And one thing I can say about Detroit's entrepreneurship ecosystem is that it is very, very strong. And what we're learning too is that a lot of our partners are building the mentorship component into their technical assistance. And that's not just the organization doing the TA, that's them talking to other businesses and asking them to help mentor other businesses so that they can learn from a business that's already been where a new business is heading.
And this is interesting because sometimes all you need is for somebody to show that they have confidence in you, that you've got an idea, and then they may have already done it and they may have already be very involved in a small business. But then when they hear you say, you know what, this can work, you can do this, that's all they need.
That's right. And I have to give a lot of credit to my team. Yes, I manage all of our Detroit work, but that includes four different pillars: public spaces, arts and culture, housing, stability. But economic mobility is the team where this investment is coming from. So, we have a team, a new leader, a director of economic mobility named Linda Nosby, and she comes from Comerica Bank. And when she got in here, she saw the need, saw the opportunities, and really ran and made these investments happen, working with one of our other team members, Brandy Brown, to like make sure that what we are hearing on the ground made sense, and then turn those conversations into real investments, so that we're meeting the needs of what we're hearing in the community. So, yeah, absolutely, I completely agree with that.
My guest here today on Opportunity Detroit is Darnell Adams. He's the Vice President of Detroit Community Initiatives for the Gilbert Family Foundation. Darnell, tell our listeners about your work and who you are and what you do every day for the Gilbert Family Foundation.
Yeah, so I work for four different program teams, as I just stated, but really my role is to help shepherd the $500 million commitment that Dan and Jennifer Gilbert made to Detroit back in 2021. And so that includes me every single day, making sure that all of these teams are working sort of interconnectedly to have the greatest impact across neighborhoods. All of our work takes place in neighborhoods, and we realize that, from housing stability, where we want to make sure that no one's being displaced, whether that's through tax foreclosure or eviction, that they are then accessing other stable housing resources while simultaneously receiving economic mobility tools, whether that is entrepreneurship, needs, whether that's small business needs, whether that's budgeting, planning, things that are essential to stability financially and opportunities to grow your wealth, while wrapping that all into public life investments through our arts and culture and public spaces teams, making sure that when you walk out into your community, you are looking at world-class amenities that you would find in other cities. And so I've been really proud of like all the work that my team has been able to do over the last 4 years.
Oh, you absolutely should be very proud of it because, frankly, you have a really great job because you get to make a difference in people's lives. I mean, you're changing the way our community looks, Darnell.
Thanks, Anne. Well, I mean, I was born and raised on the east side of Detroit, still an east sider. And, you know, I've always approached this work from the lens of I want the future of Detroit to have a better experience than I did growing up. So for me, it's all about making sure the next generation is well taken care of and that we pass a baton to them that they can see a future with.
Can you share with us what you'll be doing next? I know you're probably strategizing behind the scenes, knowing you, Darnell. What is your next big plan for the city? Can you give us a hint?
Of course, when there's something new, you'll be the first to know.
I love it. Darnell Adams, Vice President of Detroit Community Initiatives for the Gilbert Family Foundation. Thank you for your time today. We love the great work that you're doing.
Thanks, Anne. Appreciate you.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, you will meet the woman behind the James Oliver Coffee Shops.